Lesson 3, Living in the Bubble, Making God's Word Our Creed. Wow, this week we're kind of picking up where we left off on last week's lesson about the four Hebrew children, and we saw how excellent they became because they held on to what had been taught to them. And we talked about how Jeremiah spoke the things that were going to come to pass and told people to hang on to God's way of doing things. And we see that they did. Well, it carries over then into how they continued to do things. We don't really know how much time passed between when they were first taken captive and they determined to do things God's way and when this happened with the fiery furnace. But obviously they were leaders, they had providences that they were in charge of. God was able to advance them, and even in the world's way of doing things, they didn't do it their way, but yet they succeeded there. And that's important for our kids to notice how doing things God's way will cause you to do things His way in every area. The more you practice it, as they're practicing doing things God's way at home or at school or in their playtime, they will begin to make God's way of doing things their first reaction. God's way of doing things, that's the way I do things. So this is a very, very important lesson that they're learning this week. Psalm 119:30, I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations. That's really what our kids are doing in these weeks that you're teaching them these things. They're making a choice. Okay, I'm choosing to not lie. I'm choosing to honor God. I'm choosing to put God's words in my heart. And so bringing that out this week is very important that they learn, okay, I'm choosing to walk by my creed. In Psalm 119:30 and 32, it talks about expanding my understanding. I think this is very important to note what understanding does for us. You know, I can have wisdom on something. For instance, I can have wisdom on obeying my parents. God's word tells me, obey my parents. I get His wisdom. I receive His wisdom. But when I have understanding of it, is when I know if I obey my parents, I'm going to live long on the earth. I understand now why I need to obey my parents. It's not just wisdom that has come to me, but I understand why I must do it. You know, many times as adults, we wish we could cause our children to understand why they need to do something that we're telling them to do. That way, it's not even a temptation for them to disobey us when they understand the importance of doing it that way. It's not just something they've heard, but they get it. So our next point in this is storing God's word in our heart. It's very important that our kids begin to understand storing His word in our heart. That causes you to do things right. How do you store the word in your heart? Tell them, read and study the word. Be a listener. Say it out loud. Be a doer of the word. We can live in God's bubble. We can live in His protection. We can have things God's way, but we must choose to do things by the word. And to do that, we again have to store it in our heart. Our Bible story, of course, we're continuing with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in this week. Show them how they chose their God above their own protection. Show them how they declared their choice. We choose and we declare. That's the way God does things. That's the way our kids do things. That's what the creed is all about, choosing and declaring. In Jeremiah 17:7-8, Jeremiah declared that those who trust in the Lord, they're not bothered by the heat. Help your kids connect those two things. See what God said? They heard that. They chose to do things God's way. And of course, God delivered them and did what He said He would do. They lived in this bubble. Our kids can live in this bubble. Our kids can be protected, but they need to do things God's way. And you are key this week to helping them to understand wisdom comes to us from God. It comes to us from our parents. We choose it. We act on it. And we live in God's bubble.